We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at tmobile.com/switch.
92.9 FM ESPN's Jason and John Show. Straight out of White Station and the U of M to your speakers. Weekdays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m. on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Elliot Perry. Frankly, you just love saying the name because you know what kind of Memphian he is when you say it. Tigers legend. There ain't no doubt about that.
I mean, I understand expectations. I mean, obviously, right. We all have expectations, and there's nobody harder on himself more than Penny.
92.9 FM, ESPN, and Odyssey Sports Station.
Hey, everybody, it's Howie at Robert Irwin Jewelers. The Summer of 1,000 Engagement Sale is going on right now. Save up to 40% off, and with every purchase of $24.95 or more, you're going to get a summer sunny getaway for two. Robert Irwin Jewelers or online at rijewelers.com. See a store for complete details.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code AWAY to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code AWAY for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code AWAY for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Welcome to Staples, young man.
Tomorrow's my big day.
Big day?
First grade.
Aw. Well, you know, Staples has crayons, markers, glue.
I need a laptop.
Oh, yeah, sure. With Staples Hot Deals, you can save up to $300 on select PCs for school.
Wait. The finances are mom's department.
Right.
I'm looking for performance, like a Core i7 processor.
Boy, first grade has really changed.
Tell me about it.
Save big on tech for school with super low Staples Hot Deals. Right now, get up to $300 off select PCs at Staples. Ends 8/24.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Are you feeling the pinch of rising mortgage payments now that your COVID forbearance has come to an end? If it's more than you can financially handle, reach out to Jen Carstensen and Live Love Memphis at the Real Estate Agency
Realty today. They understand everyone's situation is unique and are here to help you explore your options to take advantage of the equity you've built. Before you sell to an investor, you owe it to yourself to make sure you're not giving the house away. Call today at 901-625-5200 or email them at sold@livelovememphis.com.
Hey, everybody, it's Howie at Robert Irwin Jewelers. The Summer of 1,000 Engagement Sale is going on right now. Save up to 40% off, and with every purchase of $24.95 or more, you're going to get a summer sunny getaway for two. Robert Irwin Jewelers or online at rijewelers.com. See a store for complete details.
The Wing Guru, serving up 21 flavors of lip-smacking goodness. Whole wings, party wings, boneless wings, and more. Served just the way you like them and smothered in our award-winning sauces. Order online and pick up in the stores or stop in and stay a while. The Wing Guru.
Memphis is number one place for sports. This is WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies. 92.9 FM, ESPN, and Odyssey Sports Station. Lovers of Jeff's guests appear on the Frame Corner phone lines. Frame Corner, with expert custom and do-it-yourself framing since 1975 on Park Avenue in East Memphis. Now, back to the Jeff Calkins Show, live from the Genesis Memphis Covington Pike Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Back on the Jeff Calkins Show. I guess, Jeffrey, we're not doing this Chris Harrington warm-up thing, the whole wrap, the wind-up thing for Drew Hill, are we?
It's your call.
Did he have a song?
I didn't ask for.
He didn't ask for a song. We're just going to introduce him. Drew Hill is the beat writer who covers the Memphis Grizzlies for the Daily Memphian. He was out in Salt Lake. Now he is in Las Vegas, and he joins us now. Drew, how are you?
I am great. I am sorry to the people because I am not Chris Harrington.
I tell people, I really do think that, you know, right now there's a piece over at The Athletic. I don't talk hockey probably more than I should on this show, I'll be honest. And there is a piece at on The Athletic about whether Connor McDavid and Leon Draisaitl are the best 1-2 combination at center ever. Now, I'm not going to say which of you is Connor McDavid and which of you is Leon Draisaitl, but I consider you and Chris Harrington to be the best, the NBA, the Grizzlies beat equivalent of Connor McDavid and Leon Draisaitl.
Well, we are definitely, we are different for sure in the way, in just about everything, honestly, but we have become good friends. We have become good friends from working together now for an extended period of time. I would say that. So, but
when you do the podcast, and I would urge people to listen to the podcast over at the Daily Memphian, when you do the podcast, because I talk to Chris, well, nearly every day. When I'm away, I let Jeffrey handle the responsibilities. What is your approach? Because Chris is, like, his insights on the Grizzlies, I really think, unrivaled when it comes to insights, right, on the Grizzlies. He's really thoughtful about the way he writes about the Grizzlies. You, the stories you tell around the Grizzlies are unrivaled. But Chris, if I ask him the wrong question, he could be a little prickly. So how do you deal with that at the, what's the rapport that you've established to get the spectacular podcast that you have developed with him?
Oh, I get the same thing as you, and I kind of fire from the hip as well. Honestly, like if we're being honest, like, and I end up coming across sounding like an idiot sometimes, but that's okay by me.
That's
like,
my role too. I'm the idiot. Exactly right. Yeah.
But it is great. Like, I mean, obviously, yeah. I mean, you described it perfectly, but I would say, like, Chris, and I'm not offending him by saying this, I don't think, is like, he is like your perfect prototypical basketball nerd / writer. Like, he knows everything about everything when it comes to contracts and rules, and like, he is so deeply knowledgeable about those things. And then I feel like I write more from like the fan perspective of like, you know, from the perspective of like, who are these dudes like playing on the court for the Grizzlies?
Honestly, I think one of my favorite stories of yours this year, and I want to get to the summer league here in a minute, was Gigi Jackson on the drum set I just loved that story. How did that even come to pass?
Well, I have made friends with several people sitting in the lower level of FedEx Forum over the years, and a man named Adrian Shavers showed me a photo on his phone of him at church with Gigi there. And so, you know, that obviously became something I definitely was interested in writing about. And it turned out to be a much bigger story than I think I even thought, because obviously all those people bust in from South Carolina for that game, which I didn't even know about that. It started with just seeing the picture of Gigi on the drum set. And Gigi's a really interesting, really funny guy. And I have some more.
He is as much fun to cover as he is to observe from afar.
Oh, 100 more fun. More fun, probably. I mean, Gigi has been, I've got to spend a lot of time around him. He is the single most energetic person I think I know. And so that just makes it a joy to be around him. It's like, because I remember at first it was so striking. It was like, okay, this is really a kid. Like, this is a kid. This is not somebody that is like a grown-up professional basketball player. And that is kind of what we were used to in the locker room. And then Gigi got there, and it was like everything was the coolest thing in the world for Gigi. Like, playing against LeBron, that was the coolest thing in the world. Like, scoring 10 points, 20 points, whenever he did that for the first time, that was the coolest thing in the world. You know, Jaren, like, messing with him after the game, you could tell he loved that. Like, it's just funny. And I even asked him, and I haven't put this anywhere or said this anywhere yet, but I asked him, like, do you feel like more of a pro now? And he said, essentially, the answer is no. Like, he still doesn't necessarily feel exactly like a pro, because he still gets starstruck when he sees these guys. And he used the example of, like, I watched so much college basketball, I was literally starstruck meeting Zach Edey. And he's like, that's just me. Like, that's just my personality. It's like, you know, when he talked to Zach Edey, saying that Zach Edey is the greatest college big man of all time, which
he told Zach Edey that?
Yes, literally the first second that they met each other. And Zach Edey just stood there and was like, okay. Like, Gigi went up to him and said, you are the greatest college. He said, I don't know if anyone else is going to tell you this, but I'll tell you this. You are the greatest college big man of all time. And and then he also went and said something along the lines of, like, you know, if people are going to choose not to believe in you, and your game's not going to translate, well, then I'm choosing to believe in you. I believe in you. And Zach's kind of standing there like, hi, nice to meet you. Name's Zach. Like, you know, like this. Like that. And so it's just funny. It's just like they are so opposite personality-wise, and they are here as, like, best friends at Summer League, and it is not Batman and Robin, like, you know, because they're complete opposite.
They're so different. Drew has a piece, by the way, coming out on Zach Edey probably later today, tomorrow, this weekend at some point, that you will not want to miss, because he's been out there. I think the only unaffiliated Memphis media who's been out there the whole time. And so I urge you to read that whenever it drops. Since we're on the topic of Gigi, real quick, I'll tell you that I was surprised in the first game. Whatever, you can have a bad shooting night. But given that the task for Gigi Jackson is to prove that he can be efficient, and, you know, obviously he's not surrounded by better players at the G League, I was kind of surprised by how it didn't seem to, how much he forced it. Like, he knows the whole job. It didn't seem to show a whole lot of, I don't know, recognition of the task before him and what he needs to prove, his approach to that first game. Is that unfair to say? What did you make of it?
No, I don't think that's unfair. Gigi was very honest about, and if you get our newsletter, you could see what he had to say about it, but he didn't necessarily think he did what he was asked to do and didn't really perform to the level in which he thought he should perform in those first two games in Summer League, honestly. The truth is that the Grizzlies want, like, this is a good example here. The Grizzlies want everybody to shoot the ball with confidence. And you hear that all the time, right? Shoot the ball with confidence, shoot the ball with confidence. And so, you know, when the ball gets to Jalen Wells, shoot it with confidence. When the ball gets to Cam Spencer, shoot it with confidence. Gigi's like the one exception. Like, they know that Gigi can score. Like, they know that he can shoot the ball. And so Jason March was like, shoot the ball with confidence, but also Gigi, like, put it on the deck and get to the basket and set up for your teammates, and that's kind of why you're here, you know? And so I thought you saw a little bit more of that in the third game that they played. And so Gigi just – it's difficult because he – understands that now this level of expectation for him has been raised to a point where it's like almost gotten unfair on him because he is 19 years old, right? But he is handling it, I think, pretty well. He's essentially said, like, look, I want to have really high expectations for me as well. And so it doesn't bother me that the expectations have gotten to this point where they're extremely high for me. Because I'll tell you what, that sure beats what I was feeling when I was at South Carolina and I was just watching my draft stock plummet. So I would rather have it this way around than have it that way. And so it's going to be hard for him, I think, this year, especially just because everybody got so excited about him to live up to that. I mean, he shot the best he's ever shot in his career from the three-point line as a rookie. I mean, he had every opportunity you could ever want. He could take as many shots as he wanted. Like, that is not going to be the case this year. He recognizes that. And so it's about defense and about being able to facilitate. Like, those are the two things for Gigi at Summer League. Everybody knows he can score. He's a great scorer. But I would be happier watching a Gigi Jackson performance where he has four or five assists without the five or six turnovers and looks pretty good on defense. So he wants to play better in Vegas. He has a chance to start off a little bit better here today.
Talking to Drew Hill from the Daily Memphian, do you have any sense of whether Zach Edey will play game 5 o'clock tonight against the Sacramento Kings?
It's early this morning here, so just getting up.
Sorry, thank you, yes.
Have not had a ton of opportunity yet today to ask those questions. I would say, based on what I heard previously, I don't think Zach Edey is shut down by any means. I do think that they're going to be really careful, and if you do look at the schedule, like, if he does not play today, then that would mean that he's going to have two more days off before the Grizzlies play another game that, like, they don't play on the 13th or the 14th. So if you wanted to give him, like, extended rest, then you could just rest him today. And so I could see them trying to do that. That being said, he seems fine. He seems totally fine. Like, there's no walking boot.
Right.
There's no limp. Like, he was moving around just fine in Salt Lake City on that last day. And they were just being very, very careful with him. And so if he's just fine, then maybe he just ends up playing today. And I think that would be ideal, but I think we will likely, if I had to guess, we'll likely see him at least one more time in Summer League. I'm just not 100% on if it'll be today or not, but I will work on trying to get that information as the day goes along, because I know it's kind of what everybody's invested in.
It is amazing. It is funny, like, at the Athletics newsletter, the Pulse, both before game one of the Grizzlies and today, the thing to watch, and this is across the whole country, all sporting events, the world, all sporting events available, the thing that they said you should watch is the Grizzlies because of Zach Edey. It's kind of amazing. It was the most, and I think it's overblown how criticized the pick was, but still, it was probably the most criticized pick in the NBA draft. But besides Bronny, totally different category, he's the guy everybody wants to watch. What has it been like chronicling the Zach Edey experience?
You know, one of the things that's really struck me is just how famous he is. This is like, and I'm not, I promise I'm not intentionally trying to bring my Bears up into this, but like, this is almost a little bit like the Caleb Williams situation where, you know how people talk about how with Caleb Williams, he is like an NFL quarterback that is now going to the league with money and fame, like having been famous and having had money for an extended period of time. That's what the Grizzlies are getting in Edey. And so this is like to watch him. It was such a different viewing experience to watch Jalen Wells hit the game winner, and then just to watch Zach Edey interact with all the fans. You know why? Because Zach Edey literally had kids running down the bleachers to go yell at him to try to take pictures in the middle of the Grizzlies game, and like everywhere he goes, he's got people yelling at him, and he can't hide because he's 7'4". And Jalen Wells, you know, he hits the game winner. All the kids are trying to get his autographs and take pictures and stuff, and he's trying to get to every single one and like feels guilty because he can't even get to every single one of the kids. And he's standing there so long that the Grizzlies staff has to come pull him to get him back in the locker room because they've been waiting for 10 minutes after the game because he's still signing autographs. You know, like Zach Edey is totally used to the fame. Like he is totally used to that. And that to me is something that just immediately struck me. Is like it feels like he's been a professional for 4 or 5 years already. The moment that he walked,
it's interesting
in here,
because the contrast. It's interesting because he's not a guy, and you chronicled this as well. He comes from at least in his origin in the sport, he was an overlooked, you know, not particularly high regarded, famously passed over by the University of Tennessee, whatever. So he's got that sort of blue collar thing, right? That came out of a little bit that Ja Morant had, right? But then when he got to college, then he lived as a American sort of very much recognized star for 2 years. So he sort of has this, like those things don't normally go together, right? You either get the Ja Morant, like, and then Ja gets to the league and he'd been a star for a year at Murray, but it wasn't sort of the same. It's an interesting combination of things that both the he doesn't have the assumption that he is a superstar that comes with being treated that way since you were 8 years old, Zach Edey doesn't, but he does have some experience dealing with the fame and money from the last 2 years. Interesting blend, right? His background.
Yeah, no, it is. And like, just in terms of his notability, like think about it versus Ja. Like Ja had the triple double in the tournament and like exploded onto the scene at that point, right? Everybody was like, Whoa, this guy is so good. Well, Edey became like, not everybody watches college basketball. I know we're going to have some diehard college basketball fans that are probably rolling their eyes when I say this, but like, you know, people knew Zach Edey when they lost to a 16 seed.
Oh, right? Yeah. Like, he was defined by failure before success.
Right. Everybody saw that, right? That was such a big deal that everybody saw that. And then the entire next season was built up with lots of attention on Zach Edey for a full season because of what had happened. And then he made it all the way to the national championship game, which makes him, in my opinion, he has to be one of the most famous, if not the most famous, I can only think of like Zion, college basketball players of the last decade. And so, yeah, he's like, it is wild how popular he is. To see, especially among the younger fans, like I didn't necessarily expect that because it was a little bit of a, as you said, like a little bit controversial, I guess. Some people doubted the pick, but he is wildly popular among the fans there. And I'm sure it's going to be really crazy in Vegas because it's a lot more nutty here in general and there's a lot more going on.
Yeah, it's been fascinating to watch. And interesting, he's not the most quotable guy in the world, right? He's sort of reserved in the way that he's incredibly fun to cover and watch, I imagine, because he's massive and he's a star already and he's a little controversial, but mostly he's massive, you know? And he had this college pedigree, but he's not going to be filling up your notebook like Gigi Jackson or Dylan Brooks or someone like that, or even Ja Morant or Jaren Jackson Jr., right?
No, definitely not. I'll tease one more part of this piece that I've been working on. I had talked to Zach a few times for this, and, you know, one of the times he kind of mentioned in passing, you know, hanging out with the guys and how they've been really good to him. His new teammates have been really good to him. And I asked him about that again, and I was trying to essentially get out of Zach to figure out what the heck he was doing, why he was saying that. And Zach said, you know, they've just been really good to me, man. Like, you know, hanging out, like, with each other, you know, going, getting dinner, like just no details, no nothing, right? And then he says, you know, I kind of like to keep what's private, kind of the private part, you know, and I don't really, I don't need to share that, but just know that they've been really good to me. I'm not kidding you. Like 2 minutes later, I guess it was a little bit longer than that, but like Gigi eventually comes out and he's talking about Zach and he goes, oh yeah, no, don't worry about that. Yeah, I picked up Zach. We went to South Main Sushi. He just like starts going in on all these different things that they've done together. Like he doesn't care that Zach doesn't want to share it. He's just like out there because it's Gigi. But it's just, that is just the difference. Is like, and that's what has made this trip honestly so fun. Is because there you are. You have Zach. He's so quiet. He's so to himself. He's so introverted. And then you have this entire time Gigi just trying to get him to be goofy at any cost. And it's just like, it has been really funny to watch. And those two interacting is just pure comedy.
So what did you make of his performance when we did get to see him play? Obviously, I think you were approved of the pick. And Chris approved of the pick. Now we've seen him in one game. What did you make of it?
Yeah, I mean, I was glad that I didn't, like, have some strong take on Zach Edey prior to the draft, because then now it's all good. I was a noted Klingon guy, though. So, yes. You know, when they ended up getting Edey, like, I thought that there was a chance that it could work. I didn't envision it was going to look like what it looked like when he played in that first game. And I say that because he really did get up the floor pretty well. It's hard to ask more of Zach Edey than what we saw in that game. And I think, honestly, so far from what he's shown, he actually moves better than I think the Grizzlies even thought he was going to move. And so that is, you know, gathering that, I think they're really happy, really, really happy, you know, with what they've been able to do.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's a lot more I could talk to you about, including the coaching staff and all of that. People can read the piece at the Daily Memphian when it drops a little bit later today or over the weekend on Zach Edey. But the final topic I wanted to bring up with you was, you wrote a little bit about Cam Spencer, and basically everyone says he's crazy. It feels like in a good way, including his mom. How exactly is Cam Spencer crazy?
You know, that's a great question. That's something I'm still trying to get completely to the bottom of. But, you know, I asked somebody that question, and they said, well, were you down here by the court before the game started? And I said, no, I was in my media seat. But you need to be by the court the next time Cam Spencer plays the game. I said, okay. Because Cam Spencer is so locked in, he's like shaking. He's like physically shaking, like, because he's so locked in on the game. And like the one thing that the Grizzlies have now had to do with him, as you probably read in the piece, is like he's got so much energy that they're like, all right, dude, listen, you know, this is great and you're making all kinds of plays and we love that. We don't want to take that away from you. But like you actually have to also kind of play within the offense, right? Like you can't ruin the spacing. You've got to find a way to use that energy in a format that works for us. And so, yeah, they really like what they have seen from him as well. And he's a rookie and still learning. So that's not to be, you know, right, unexpected that he wouldn't, you know, perfectly play within the offense. Like I think everybody sort of expected that, but they're like, he has so much energy that we almost have to find a way to dial it down a little bit. And so, yeah, he's definitely been a good story as well. And yeah, I've gotten to Edey. The Edey stuff should be up today. I hope it is. Some great Jalen Wells stuff on the way as well. And then hopefully by the end of this, I can get all three of the rookies, the big three, the trio.
But it's been great reading it. Absolutely, Drew. Thank you very much for joining us. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks, guys. See ya.
Drew Hill from the Daily Memphian. You should really, if you're interested in summer league, like you can watch the games and you can read the box scores. Drew is the one who had had the quotes from the Grizzlies after that Zach Edey performance. I thought Jason March was really thoughtful on what we'd seen from Zach Edey. So make sure you follow Drew for that. And again, read his big piece that's going to drop on Zach Edey later on today or over the weekend. We do next. We're shifting to Memphis football. Busy day here on the Jeff Calkins Show as we wrap up the week. Before then, I will tell you it is the summer of 1,000 engagements at Robert Irwin Jewelers. And what that means is you get 40% off all engagement rings. It's 40% off. And a free summer vacation getaway. If you spend $24.95 or more, he's got all kinds of packages involving trips to Las Vegas, trips to Orlando, trips to the Caribbean, cruises. It's extraordinary. And the way it works is you spend $24.95 or more, you get the free getaway. Pop the question on the getaway, let's just say, or whatever. Maybe the getaway could be after you pop the question. A little celebration. And then you're getting 40% off this stunningly beautiful diamond engagement ring. There's lots of reasons to shop at Robert Irwin Jewelers all the time. In fact, the fact they've been here as long as they have, they're believers in Memphis, they treat you right, they walk you through it, there's no pressure. And by the way, they've got great financing options like 24 months, no interest, or 60, take up to 60 months to pay at a low APR. But in addition to all that, right now, it is the summer of 1,000 engagements, 40% off all engagement rings and a free summer vacation getaway with purchases of $24.95 or more. You can check it out at any of their five locations or online at rijewelers.com. Frank Bonner on Memphis football. When we return, Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
You don't just live in your home, you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Blinds.com's Labor Day Mega Sale starts now. Take the labor out of shopping for custom window treatments and make upgrading your home easy and affordable. Don't miss out on up to 50% off right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing and free shipping. No showroom markups. No pushy salespeople in your home. Blinds.com's design experts can help you make the perfect choices with free virtual consultations. Plus, they'll send samples right to your door fast and free. Blinds.com can even handle the measure and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for one low cost. Since 1996, customers have trusted Blinds.com to cover over 25 million windows, all backed by their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Take the labor out of upgrading your home with Blinds.com's Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus premium doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's the Jason and John Show, weekdays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m.
Here's Ryan Silverfield, your success with maintaining your best players and retaining them in this era. What are the most important components to doing that? Because not every program can do that.
John, I love you for that. In fact, I'm going to hire you to come speak to our team when the chance is open.
92.9 FM ESPN's Jason and John Show. Straight out of White Station and the U of M to your speakers. Weekdays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m. on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Not to brag, but Progressive's Name Your Price tool is mankind's greatest tool ever. Even better than the wheel. Sure, without the wheel, we wouldn't have modern transportation or funny videos of dogs riding skateboards. But without the Name Your Price tool, we wouldn't have easy access to auto insurance options based on our budget. And, well, cars do need wheels. They also need insurance, and insurance never goes flat. Learn more about the greatest tool ever, the Name Your Price tool, at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Not available in all states.
Okay, if you're sleeping on the hot summer styles and great prices at Kohl's, you're missing out. I just shopped there and scored stylish shirts for my husband, along with some cute crochet dresses for myself. Plus, I saved 30% with my Kohl's card. But even if you don't have one, you can still save an extra 20% on some other great finds and earn Kohl's cash. So what are you waiting for? Take your summer style from hot to sizzling and get to Kohl's. Select styles. 20% off GPO, valid through July 21st. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Space may be the final frontier, but it's also what a lot of us lack in our basement or garage. By switching to a Navien tankless water heater, not only will you have all the hot water you need whenever you need it, but you'll gain storage area as well. Maybe a place to display your space collectibles.
Highly logical.
Learn about Navien's series of high-efficiency tankless water heaters and how they don't just save space, but save dollars on your utility bills too. For more, go to tanklessmadesimple.com.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Get ready for the ultimate musical experience at Southland Casino Hotel's R&B Festival on Saturday, July 20th. Enjoy a free concert like no other with gates opening at noon. The lineup features the sensational PC Band and electrifying openers Jerry Rogers, Gia B, and DJ Big Rod. Indulge in delicious food trucks and beat the heat in our air-conditioned tent. One stage, four performers, one unforgettable night of music and fun. It's all happening at Southland Casino Hotel. Must be 21 plus. Play responsibly. For help quitting, call 800-522-4700.
This summer, take a trip down memory lane with me and hear from the legends of baseball. I'm Brett Boone from the Brett Boone Podcast. Every week, I have a conversation with one of baseball's greats to talk about the glory days and reflect on today's game. Randy Johnson, Pete Rose, Deion Sanders, Jay Buhner, Albert Bell, and Goose Gossage, they've all shared their wisdom with stories of their playing days. To hear who's next, follow and listen to the Brett Boone Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
92.9 FM ESPN's Gabe Kuhn Show. Well, the only lineman on the radio, Gabe Kuhn. Weekdays from 4 p.m. till 7 p.m. on 92.9 FM ESPN.
How can you not be romantic about sports?
Yes,
my favorite sentence in this entire story is a spokesperson for Major League Media.
They have a good PR firm over there.
Sidebar here. Tip the cap to Joey Chestnut. He's trying to push out the Impossible plant-based dog.
Maybe they could mess with him a little bit, too, and say, you know, Impossible dogs, they're a little bit more difficult to eat, I would suppose, than a Nathan's hot dog, like taste-wise and the speed of it. You make me those.
I didn't think these glizzy eaters would take themselves so seriously, though. Like, how seriously? You eat for a living. Like, you do events
Chestnut
where people
American
eat
hero.
Themselves to death. Like, potentially throw up after eating. It's a very American.
Get in the game and turn up 92.9, 680 AM. Smart speakers say play 92.9 ESPN or download the free Odyssey app and follow 92.9 FM ESPN. Jeff's guests appear on the Frame Corner phone lines. Frame Corner, with expert custom and do-it-yourself framing since 1975 on Park Avenue in East Memphis. Now, back to the Jeff Calkins Show, live from the Genesis Memphis Covington Pike Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
It is a pleasure to do spots for places that I actually go to and use. And so like O'Call, it's easy for me to talk with enthusiasm about O'Call because I love the people at O'Call. Ocala has transformed the way that I dress. Like, I feel great every time I walk into Ocala. It is a total delight to do spots for Ocala. Leaders Credit Union is another one, honestly. It totally made sense to me that if you are looking for a financial institution and you're choosing between a bank that's trying to make money off of you, has to. That's why it exists. It literally exists. A for-profit bank exists to make money. And a credit union that is a not-for-profit and can't make money. There's nowhere for the money to go. They literally exist only for the benefit of their members. It makes sense that that would be a place that would offer great rates, great service, great technology, et cetera. And so it did not surprise me when Claire walked into the Leaders Credit Union branch in Bartlett and signed up and found the experience to be totally delightful. That did not surprise me at all. They also, by the way, recently broke ground on a branch in Arlington. So if you are, for any reason, either looking for a loan, a car loan, a home loan, or looking to something, your bank is ticking you off, or you know someone who's moving to the area, if any reason you're looking for a new financial institution, check out Leaders Credit Union. You will not be disappointed. I think you'll have the same experience that we have had. It is leaderscu.com/ESPN for full details. leaderscu.com/ESPN. Joined now by Frank Bonner. Frank Bonner writes for the Daily Memphian, where he covers Memphis football. And I have to say, Frank, this must be the most glass half full, most optimistic, most momentum heading into a season of any of the seasons that you have covered Memphis football. Is that not correct?
Oh, without question. I mean, it's not even close, honestly. And I was going to ask you, you know, the 2019 season, we know what that season ended up being, but was there this much momentum going into that year?
Well, it felt like there was during the sort of the Fuente Norvell era. There were highs and lows, but after year two of Fuente, sort of, there was a general level of excitement about Memphis football, and that was pretty much sustained. There were times it would drop off, but I think there was, and that's what's been striking to me, is that it felt like in the early years of Ryan that had dissipated. And to me, you don't really see coaches who you know, and honestly, it's without winning a conference championship, he has managed to turn that around totally. The perception of where the program's headed, of its place in the conference, of its place in the larger football universe, it's kind of remarkable that he is able to do that. What do you think has been the key to that? The way that, I mean, is it, maybe it's all of these things. Is it the fact that he won the bowl game? Is it the fact that he's retained as many players as Seth Hennigan? Really, does it boil down to Seth Hennigan? Is it the fact that he's added a bunch of really high-level recruits? Is it the new NIL money? Is it is it the fact that he got a new contract? How did he change the perception? Because he has.
Well, I wouldn't say the contract, because the contract, the perception was kind of already changed before he actually signed
the
exactly. name.
That was the result of the changing perception. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
And so I think it's that, like, obviously the 10-3 season helped, and beating Iowa State ended the year on a very feel-good moment. So you have that alongside the fact that, I mean, honestly, he's killing it in the recruiting era right now, right? And by recruiting, I mean, like you said, recruiting your own players to stay. Recruiting guys like Antoine Hill Jr. and what he's doing in the transfer portal. I think you look at the 10-3 season, and then you look at the guys he's brought in for the future. And if you're a Memphis fan, you're like, "Hey, we've got something here." I think it's those two where the present looks bright right now, but so does the future.
Yeah, I do think the bowl win. Normally, I don't care much about bowl wins. You know, it mattered, because it validated a season that people were looking at and could look at either way, right? They could look at the season as, yeah, okay, they lost the games that mattered. They didn't get to the conference championship game. Sure, they won a bunch of games. The bowl win seemed to validate. If you were trying to decide, whether that was a, you know, how you felt about the season that just was, winning the bowl game, I think, pushed a lot of people over to, you know what, that's a damn impressive season. So I think that was part of it. But obviously the recruiting of his own players and other players has been a huge part of it. Why do you think Seth Hennigan has stayed?
Well, for one, I think his relationship with Tim Kramsey can't be understated. Tim Kramsey, when he talks about Seth, he said that Seth is the brightest, football player he's ever coached. He led Seth, like they're a partnership in terms of what they feel needs to happen on the field. I think that's important. I remember when I was doing a story on Seth last year, and I was talking to Seth's dad. Seth brought that up, is that relationship with Kramsey is really strong. And then you look at the fact that, I mean, he's been able to do what he did here. It gets to a certain point where you don't necessarily want to start over with another team after you've built, I mean, you've built it to what this, you know, what a lot of people think the success story is going to be. He's not going to leave now. I mean, this is the top of the mountain for Memphis potentially. So he's not going to leave now, but I really think it's that relationship with Kramsey. Obviously he has a relationship with Ryan. And then him staying allows guys like Rock Taylor to stay. I think that he genuinely likes what he has in the locker room.
It's funny. It's interesting you bring up Rock Taylor, because I think if you look at the players who stayed, he might almost be the most surprising / impressive that he stayed, right? Big receiver, clearly productive. He had to have offers going other places. And for Rock Taylor to stay, again, and he's not the focal point like Seth Hennigan is, for him to stay, I think, said a lot about again, the momentum of the program, or maybe it's the momentum of the offense, honestly.
Yeah, and he did have offers, right? I mean, when I was talking to some members of the Highland 100, you know, one of them had said that, you know, hey, you know, Rock had opportunities to go have more lucrative NIL opportunities at other schools, whatever, he decided to stay. I mean, so I think, you know, he did. I mean, that sounds like that's a fact, that he had other opportunities to leave. But I just think that, and I talked to, what was it, Demir Blankensee, when I asked him why he came in the first place. And he said a lot of it had to do with Seth. I mean, Seth's presence alone is, I believe, is a making it easier for other players on offense to stay.
That's really interesting. That makes a lot of sense to me. And it's really extraordinary that he has chosen to stay. It also, though, he is so important and has been so important. That's another reason why the Antoine Hill commitment is so important, because they're now, we need to look at the future beyond Seth, right? He has been the ultimate, not just sort of, comfort blanket, but now you describe him, he's a magnet, right? And so the world after Seth is bearing down upon us, and they get the commitment from Antoine Hill, and obviously you've spoken to him. What do you think was central to his decision to come to Memphis?
It was two things. For one, he said he liked how real the coaching staff was in their recruitment process. His high school coach, the quote he said, it wasn't a car salesman pitch with them. And so obviously that was important to him. But he said, you know, the opportunity to have a chance to compete and to get on the field right away. And here's, it goes back to Seth, honestly. He saw what Memphis did with Seth, right? They weren't afraid to hand Seth the keys as a true freshman and let him blossom. And now that Seth's going to be gone by the time he gets there, he has an opportunity to kind of have the same story that Seth had if it works out that way. So I think that, I mean, talking to him, that was also a big part of why he came, going to a program under a coach that isn't afraid to start a true freshman at quarterback.
Talking to Frank Bonner of the Daily Memphian. Read his stuff over at the Daily Memphian. Everything you need to know about Memphis football. In terms of the offense, I would, obviously people, there's stratospheric expectations starting with Seth, but whatever. The EA Sports is building in, you know, I mean, they're considered one of the best offenses on the land, which makes a lot of sense with Seth and Rock Taylor and Blankensee and Kobe Drake and, you know, all of that. It strikes me there are two fundamental questions, though. One is Mario Anderson going to be the next Blake Watson? Critical question. And two, you know, the offensive line is a place where they did lose people to Power Five schools, two of them, right? And I think they got two starters returning. I guess I have real confidence that Mario Anderson will be, a reasonable successor to Blake Watson. I have some more questions about the offensive line. Where do you think, if you're going to worry about anything when it comes to the offense, where would one worry?
Well, it would be the O-line, just because they have pieces, right? But who's going to play what position, right? Is Xavier Hill still going to be at right tackle? Is Jonah Gamble still going to be at left guard? Maybe, maybe not. Somebody has to play center. I mean, this is the first season that Seth is going to play where he doesn't have Jacob like snapping him the ball. I mean, I don't think that can be understated. And so figuring out who's going to be that center position has to be priority number one on figuring out what's going to happen with that offense and that O-line. Is it going to be Jonah Gamble? Is it going to be Trent Holler? I mean, they got some transfers. Jalen Nichols, if he can be healthy coming over from South Carolina. I mean, he was slated to be the starting left tackle at South Carolina before he had a season-ending injury. You know, is he going to come and be a factor on the O-line? So they have pieces. We'll just see the cohesiveness and how it works.
And the defensively, obviously a new defensive coordinator, and they were not good enough last year, particularly against the pass. So, and then they lose defensive backs. What do you make of the prospects for improvement on defense?
Well, I mean, whenever I talk about the defensive backs, I always bring up Davion Ross, right? He's a guy who 2 years ago, he came in, earned a starting role, and was a big factor. And they were expecting for him to be a big factor last year. Second game of the season, he gets hurt. He's done for the year. Charles Clark loves the fact that you can move him around the field. He loves the fact that he's a cornerback that can play man-to-man adequately. So having him back is huge. During the spring, they talked about Julian Barnett. He's coming along good. And then you look at the transfers, right? I mean, you've got Kobe Miner, Jordan Greer from Indiana. They're going to be factors. You still got Greg Rubin, who's likely to play safety. Coffey, who was a running back who switched over to DB. He started like five games last year. DJ Bell started five games last year at corner. So they have pieces. I mean, similar to the offensive line, the thing about Memphis, and here's why they're my front runner to win the conference, even in the places that you have question marks, like the offensive line and the DBs, you don't know how it's going to work and what the pieces are going to look like. But if you look at the roster, the talent is there. And so that's a positive. And then, like you said, you know, Hankins, who's linebacker coach now, DC, what he is going to do, you assume, is going to be better than what the defense looked last year. And so they have the pieces that make it come together, but you just got to see. You really don't know until they get on the field. It's a lot of talent on paper, but we'll see what that looks like when they start playing games.
I think, and when it comes to the defensive backfield, I just worry because I think part of being chronicling Memphis football or watching Memphis football, part of the experience, as great as it's been, that the turnaround has been fabulous over the last, 15 years. Part of the experience is watching opposing receivers running wide open through the defensive backfield. It just is. And so I long for the day when they get some shutdown pass defense. All right, a couple other things real quick before I let you go. One is, I don't think we're going to see – the stadium won't feel that different this year, right, as this stadium remaking project is underway. They'll have moved the press box, whatever. But there's not going to be a lot of disruption this year, right, for the Joe fan in the stands.
No, I mean, I think the major, in terms of who will see the most change, will be the media, because press box will be on the
other
side. Nobody
cares about us, right?
So it's right. Nobody cares about us, right? So for the fans, not so much outside of the capacity, right? Around 30,000 or whatever, that'd be the biggest difference. But outside of that, it'd just be like a construction zone at part of the stadium.
So, and the capacity is. Are they going to be? They won't have moved. Will they? They're not. Have they moved everybody already for this season? No. Yes.
So from my understanding, some people's seats will be impacted. And if your seats were, if you're one of the ones whose seats would have been impacted, you would have been noticed, like, you know, the, whatever that process
I'm sure
is,
more
you,
people,
you would know that.
Truth is, season ticket holders know more than me, and I'm gabbing about it right now. So I'm going to move on to the next question. And that is, you were there when Ed Scott was introduced as the new AD at the University of Memphis. I was just frankly floored by how good he was. A press conference is not a career. Like, his ability to have an effective press conference does not mean he will be an effective AD. But how did you, what struck you? You know, we wander in, we don't know what to expect. How did it come across to you? How did he come across to you?
Well, the main thing, you know, is outside of his personality, right? I mean, he had some comedy to him. I mean, he seems a really energetic personality, but he hit questions straight on in a way that I didn't expect a new hire AD in his introductory press conference to do. I mean, he talked about the revenue sharing. He talked about, you know, getting into the ACC and what that would look like. And so if that's a prerequisite to how we expect him to be, it sounds like you're going to get some straightforward answers from him when issues come arise, the way that he did in the introductory press conference. I mean, that's the biggest takeaway that I did, is just the fact that he didn't shy away from answering any of the hard-hitting questions that were asked of him.
It's funny. And then you wrote a piece about his, you know, making history as the first black AD at Memphis. It's funny, when I mention it or tweet it out, I'll get people saying, stop forcing that narrative down my, whatever, like, you know, what? And I'm like, no, ladies and gentlemen, it is significant. It does matter. And when it becomes routine, then we'll talk about it as routine. But we will mark the moment when Memphis has its first black AD. It's significant. He talked about that. I don't know. What do you make of that? It does mean something, don't you think?
Yeah, and it means something, because I know some people say it's not about race. It's not about race. It's about representation, right? And so if you are somebody who looks like Ed Scott, right, if you're a young African-American, a young black person, and you see that not a lot of these opportunities are given to people who look like you, you may feel discouraged about trying to be in that space. The more people that you see look like you in that space, the more you believe you can be the next one. And that's important. Like, that's why you talk about it. It's not about, you know, a token hire or anything like that, but it's about opportunity and what that means for the next generation. And so to say that that's not important, maybe you just don't get it, because it is important.
Yeah, and no one is suggesting that you should hire an incompetent athletic director. It's offensive. It's offensive to even suggest that. So anyway, Frank, appreciate your work and appreciate you jumping on today. Thanks so much.
All right, you take care.
Thanks, Frank Bonner from the Daily Memphian. Jeffrey,
yes, sir.
Well, this has been a busy day.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, Jim Whalen from the Gambling Clinic joins us. That was really interesting. And then we have Drew Hill and his tales from Las Vegas. And now we've got Frank. The story that Drew told, and again, we got to go here in a minute, but the story Drew told about Zach Edey and Gigi Jackson that had me most intrigued was, you could just hear it. Like, so Drew asked Zach Edey, like, what's it been like working with the other players, et cetera? And he's, you know, have they welcomed you? And he says, oh, yeah, they've been great. And then as a good reporter, you ask, well, so what have they done? Like, what? And Zach Edey, you know, at this point, he's a hardened professional, sort mm-hmm. of, because he's like, oh, I keep my private life private. And there's Gigi saying, oh, no, we went to South Main.
South Main sushi.
Yeah, exactly. Giving him the whole scoop.
I liked the part where he was explaining Zach's reaction. You could just feel like Zach's just like, get a load of this guy.
How about Gigi coming up to him the first time he meets him and says, you are the greatest of all time. Oh my God. You have to, like, it is funny. It's interesting to have someone be as magnetic as he is, as Zach Edey is, right?
Sure.
Because, again, like, he's the guy you got to watch. And according to The Athletic tonight, is this game with the Grizzlies Summer League, for heaven's sakes. So people are fascinated and want to watch him. But it's just because he's a giant and has dominated basketball. It's not at all because he's going to fill up your notebook or, you know, it's not the way he talks or it's there's something about being 7'4" that we just want to look at, you know?
Oh, for sure. And I mean, you know, like it's like Drew said, like I don't know if we really categorize like how famous he is to already be at this point.
Right. Yeah. All right. We gotta go. Jeffrey, what is coming up next on 92.9?
Here's what's coming up next.
Here's what's coming up next on Jason and John. Rob Doster will join John today. Blake Topmeyer joins us on Jeffrey Wright and Company. Cobb will join Gabe today at 5 o'clock. I think we lost Jeff. So that'll be the cue to know that for now, our work here is done.
Stay connected with 92.9 FM ESPN. Catch up anytime with all things Memphis. Never miss a moment on 92.9 FM ESPN with the free Odyssey app. Unsportsmanlike ESPN Mornings.
Chris Canty on 92.9.
Jeff Calkins, Jason and John, Jeffrey and Company, The Gabe Kuhn Show.
Gabe Kuhn on 92.9 makes my commute so much better.
Anytime with Rewind. Smart speakers say play 92.9 ESPN.
I love listening to sports in Memphis with 92.9 on Odyssey.
This summer, take a trip down memory lane with me and hear from the legends of baseball. I'm Brett Boone from the Brett Boone Podcast. Every week, I have a conversation with one of baseball's greats to talk about the glory days and reflect on today's game. Randy Johnson, Pete Rose, Deion Sanders, Jay Buhner, Albert Bell, and Goose Gossage, they've all shared their wisdom with stories of their playing days. To hear who's next, follow and listen to the Brett Boone Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Thanks for calling Discover. This is Diego.
Hi, Diego. It's Jennifer Coolidge. You know, I just want to say your cashback match makes me feel so special. It really inspired me.
That's great. Doubling the cashback you've earned at the end of your first year is what we do.
Well, I'm doubling everything now. Double dating, double dipping, double feature, double header, double whammy. You know, basically double or nothing.
You earn, we match. Discover cashback match. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Hey, it's Jeff Calkins. You know when people ask if you have a good dentist to recommend? Well, I have a great dentist. It's Mehdi Sadeghi at the Smile Center. I've been going to the Smile Center for years now. My three boys all go there too. Mehdi is skilled, he's cheerful, and has always found time when emergencies arise. I honestly couldn't imagine a better dentistry practice than the Smile Center. It's where I send all my friends. So if you're looking for a great dentist, go where my family goes. The Smile Center is conveniently located in Germantown, or you can check them out online at smilecentermemphis.com.
Are you looking for a savings account that pays a great rate with no requirements or restrictions? At Leaders Credit Union, you can accelerate your growth with Forward Plus High Yield Savings. No minimums, no balance tiers, just a great rate, currently at 4.25% APY. Keep your money accessible while earning more with Forward Plus from Leaders. Open yours today at leaderscu.com. Federally insured by NCUA.
Discover Flavorista favorites at Sonic. The new crafted drink menu in the Sonic app. Need a sweet escape? Try a Paradise Sunset, a blend of blood orange and strawberries. Live free. Eat Sonic.
As school messes return, rest easy. Clorox has got your back to school.
Oh, no.
I'm back. That messy science experiment. And I brought baking soda, cornstarch.
And you're due tomorrow, right? Well, at least I stocked up on Clorox disinfecting wipes. Because you're not messing up my kitchen counters like last time.
Ooh, smart. Got any food coloring?
And off to the store we go.
Stock up on Clorox disinfecting wipes that clean three times better than wet paper towels on kitchen grease and soaps come. Use as directed.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Granger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgranger.com or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Oh, oh.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Blinds.com's Labor Day Mega Sale starts now. Take the labor out of shopping for custom window treatments and make upgrading your home easy and affordable. Don't miss out on up to 50% off right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing and free shipping. No showroom markups. No pushy salespeople in your home. Blinds.com's design experts can help you make the perfect choices with free virtual consultations. Plus, they'll send samples right to your door fast and free. Blinds.com can even handle the measure and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for one low cost. Since 1996, customers have trusted Blinds.com to cover over 25 million windows, all backed by their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Take the labor out of upgrading your home with Blinds.com's Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus premium doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.